Simon Sadi Bey Siv Zayin. So this sif is a continuation of the last halacha, where a drop of milk falls against the top of the pot above the line of the raitiv. So in the last halacha we brought that the minig was to aser everything that's in the pot. So now the mechaber continues, yesh misha matir b'shas hadchak. However, if it's extenuating circumstances, kegoyin be'erev Shabbos, then afilu shaloi keneged a raitiv, even if it fell above the raitiv, afilu shaloi keneged esh, and even if the pot was not being heated right there by the fire, that it could burn it up, still we were permitted ayidei shishim. That if there's a extenuating circumstances, we can be mekel, that we didn't have the minig to aser in such a case. The Shachetaz point out other examples of Hefsim Ruba would be the same thing, or for Tzarech Orchim, we would say that we would also be Mekel. However, the Taz points out that when we are Mekel in these type of cases, so the Rav is supposed to explain that we're being Mekel because it's a Hefsim Ruba, or we're being Mekel because of Orchim or Shabbos, or that type of thing. So that otherwise it would be a tema to the person who's asking. Last time I asked the same exact shayla and the Rav told me he was also. This time I ask him and he tells me his mutter. He won't understand. So you have to tell him that this time it is mutter, but the reason it's mutter is because it's Hefsim Ruba. Okay, the Ramah continues, Hagav, Hachi Nog. This is in fact the minig that we're mekel when there is a hefsid. We can be mekel in this case, even though it fell above the line of the raitiv. Remember, the reason why we answered was because it was a chshash. Maybe a person wouldn't be careful and the resicha would go up, or he'd knock the pot, or somehow he wouldn't. Because since that whole area on top of the pot would become aser, so you would have to miyikar din. You'd have to wait till it cooled down before you could pour it out. We were afraid a person wouldn't act properly, and therefore we allow him, and therefore we didn't allow him. We just asked everything. However, it's Malcolm Hefsid. So they speak out over here as well. The Paiskim, that not only do we allow him, do we not asser it, but we're even going to allow him to pour it from the opposite side. Let's say the milk fell on one side of the pot, so we have him. He's allowed to pour it out from the other side if he needs it immediately as well. For instance, if you have his orchim and they're waiting to eat, so he would be permitted to pour it out from the opposite side immediately. He doesn't even have to wait until it cools down. Because that which we were afraid, that we wanted him to let it cool down, that was also a chumrah, in case he might not be careful and it might splash back. But if he provided he'll be extra careful, so he's allowed to do it. B'makom Hefsid or L'Kavod Shabbos, they point out even L'Kavod Shabbos this is permitted, and they give an example would be that to wait till the food cools down and then reheat the food, it's not going to taste as good. So to keep the food fresh, you want to pour it out hot so that you can have it hot, you know, the one continuous, you know, once you cool down the food and reheat it, it doesn't taste as good. That also is considered Kavod Shabbos. Okay, the Ramah continues, Vim nishpach choloi v'sher iser reseach al gabe karko, if milk spills on the floor, v'hemidu olav kedei ra'a chama, and then you put onto it a hot pot of meat, im ashe nishpach ein eitel ha'esh, so if this milk that's on the floor is not near a fire, it's not being heated up anymore, it's cooling down, so lo have ra'a klisheni, then the fact that the milk's on the floor has it in like a klisheni, ulchein ha'kedei ra'a asura, so the hot pot that you put into the milk, that becomes aser, dublay excess, because it'll absorb, it'll be bilaya some of that milk. But the tavshil that's inside will be mutter, because we say tata gover, so only a kedei klipa of the kli becomes aser, and the metal of the kli will stand in the place of that kedei klipa, and therefore the rest of the food inside would be mutter. V'kiluach mina kedeira rosachas shahalach al kedeira tzinenes. Let's say you have a pot of milk that boiled over, and now you have kiluach that's going off of this. You have a stream of milk that came off of this kedera that was resachas, and it goes underneath another kedera. There's another pot sitting on the stove, but the other pot is cold. It's halach al kedera tzinenes. So, im nifsuk hakiluach min hakedera haroisachas, if that stream that's trickling from the pot of milk going over to the pot of meat, if it was nifsek akiluach, if it's not connected anymore back to the original pot, let's say it stopped bubbling and the stream is just on its own, keeps on going until it hits the fleishigapat. Sefer was nifzik luch min akedei rosachas koydim shigia el atzainim before it reached the fleishigapat. Havanami ke klisheni. So then that also has a din like a klisheni now, even though it's still moving, but because it's sitting on the karka, it has a din like a klisheni. Then loy nifzak, however, if it's still connected back to the original pat, haviki irui, then it has a din like irui, vahakadera hatzenenes nesra, and the fleishika pat would become aser. How much of it would be aser though? Only a, we view it as Irui, and Irui will only ask the pat a k'day klipa, similar to the to what we had in the previous case. So, have a ki Irui v'hakadera tzenenes nesra im hayad seledes pikiluach hanegei b'kadera. So if the part touching is yad seledes, so then we have a Irui, and an Irui klirishin will ask the pat. It won't ask the food, but it'll ask the pat, and that's why the Ramakatin is Vatav Shal Shabatoicha is Shari. Okay, so that Irui then will aser. If it was Nifsika Kiluach, it'll have the din like a Klisheni, and it won't even aser the Kadera at all. But if it's, but otherwise it'll have the din of a, it will aser the pat, but it won't aser the food because it'll only have the din of a, of an Irui. Now the Chavis Das, speaks out over here, that this is actually very, very negeya dika halacha. If you have a sink, so the water is coming from the boiler, it's very, very hot. It's coming through pipes. So let's say you haven't used the sink in a while, the pipes are cold. So that's like nischil al gabe on a cold surface. So and then the water comes out of the sink at the end, it comes out hot. So since it's not nifseka kiluach, so chari, that's this halacha over here that the Rama says it has the din like an irui, and it will aser or cause blias blitas. However, the Chavis Das says this type of a case, even though we give it the chaymer of an irui, normal irui though can be mevashel kedei klipa. This cannot be mevashel. So we say it's cause blias and plitas, but it can't be mevashel. It doesn't have the gal. Once it left the kli and it was nischal on the cold, it ran across the cold surface, so it loses its ability to be mevashel anymore. Therefore, legabe Shabbos, for instance, this would be negeya. If you have, let's say, a hot water urn, and you have the water coming out of the urn, and let's say it's some other person left the water on the urn on, or let's say he does so on purpose, he puts a plate to catch the water that it should roll down across there, and it comes into your cup. So in such a case, according to the Chavis Das, it doesn't have the ability anymore to be mevashel once it was nischal across the plate. Some people will do this if they want to have, they want to keep their urn pariv, and they want to add water to a fleishiga kli. They don't want to put the kli directly underneath the urn. Let's say there's chicken soup in it, and they want to add some more hot water to it. So they'll have it go across a plate, and then it'll roll into the kli. So now let's say you put something in there that was not fully cooked, or it would be some chashash of bishul. So then, if it rolls according to the Chavis Das, it wouldn't be a chashash bishul in this case, because once it's nischal across the cold plate, it wouldn't have the ability to be a vashel. If it would be milk and going into fleishigs, okay, it would still have the din, the chaymer, like the Rama describes over here. Okay, the Rama continues. Avalim hakadera hi chama, if the pot is hot that was placed onto this that the milk is going up against, fuhu klirishin, it has the din, right? If it's hot, it's a klirishin. The koshkin oimed eitzel aish, and certainly if it's being heated still by the fire, afilo hakiluach utzainin, even if the kiluach that's coming from it against it is cold, still hakol aser tata cover tata gover. Now the tata is flipped, and therefore everything will be aser. V'havik atzonin l'tacham, t'kuli aser, k'mayshin es barleil, and simen tzadi aleph. Okay, so now the pot is in its place, the cold milk falls against it, so that's like we've discussed until now, that we would need shishim k'neged all the milk that comes against it, otherwise everything is going to be aser. Tipa hanefelas algebe kisui kadeira. If a drop of milk falls against the lid of a pot, sedina kanafel algebe kadeira neged haraitiv. We look at it as though it fell makam haraitiv. For who sheiskal kadeira lahartiach? That's all provided that the pot already began to steam up. Ta'az oil hazeya tamid, because then we look at the steam as though it is constantly going up against the top of the lid. Umagia el kisui v'yoyrid, and it keeps going up and down. Misham al haraitiv, and therefore it's going to be mavliya, bring up and down and be ma'ariv all the bliyas together. And they compare this to the case that we've discussed until now of nir v'kisa. So we talked about kisa. If a person covers the pot, that also is ma'ariv everything together. So here, if the milk drips on the lid, but it's mechusa and it's being mazia, so then that'll bring the bliyas throughout the entire pot, and therefore, if there's shishim in the pot, connecting that drop of milk, it's mutter. The taz though is choishish. Maybe for a second it stopped and it being mazia, and then it's mazia again, and it stops. So maybe it'll first aser a large section of the pot top, and then afterwards it'll be mazia. So the taz is choishish. L'chomer, and says by yisrim deraisa, one should be machmer. However, the Primogadim and others say that loy machzikin in isura. That they explain the Ramah that since we have no reason to assume that happened, we have the right to assume that since it's steaming, once it already began steaming, it'll continue to steam. And since ta'asu the pot that was mutter until now, ta'asu the food, so that it has a cheskes heter on it. So loy machzikin in isura, and therefore we permit all the food provided that it fell against. Provided that it already began to steam. There's one other case over here. When it runs across the kira, nischal gabi kira, so many point out, if there's ashes, so then the ashes are poigim the milk, and then perhaps there's room to be makel. But lamaisa, the price can say that one should not be makel in such a case, because it takes an amount of time till the ashes are poigim the milk. It's not immediate, and they're chayshish that maybe it wasn't fast enough, and the milk is still l'shvach. Just because milk touched ashes doesn't make it poigim. If you had something there, let's say some liquid soap was on the kira, and as soon as the milk mixes with it, it'll automatically get mixed in. There'll be nisarev into it, so then achanami there'd be. The one could be makel, but just with the ashes alone, it takes time for them to dissolve into the milk, and mele the napaygim right away.